Good morning. Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's host, and he's provided it for us to come and to worship and praise him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. This morning is very special in the life of Aaron Christopher Gibson and in the life of Ephesus Baptist Church. Aaron has been duly elected to the office of deacon by this church, and by committing his life to service as a deacon, he takes another step in the ministry to his Lord. And today we want to honor that commitment with a service which sets apart Aaron. And my message and remarks will obviously be directed specifically to Aaron. However, I ask you as the congregation and as believers here to listen as I enumerate full responsibilities of a deacon, and we can use this knowledge to hold Aaron accountable to the task of being a deacon. And our text today is familiar. It comes from the first letter to Timothy by Paul, and it's chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. You've heard these, I'm sure, many, many times before. Deacons likewise ought to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, their wives ought to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Jesus Christ. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and serving, and studying of his word. As a deacon, Aaron, you not only become a servant, but also a leader here at Ephesus Baptist Church. So I want to review for you and this body here four responsibilities of a deacon. First, a deacon is to be a caretaker. In 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4, we read, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Deacons are to be caretakers of the church as God has ordained. And although they are not the pastor, they are responsible for the membership and care of those who attend the church. And as a deacon, Aaron, you will be expected to care for the members here, not only on Sunday and Wednesdays when their services are held here, but also on all days. For when you care for someone, you are demonstrating the life of Jesus Christ living in you. You are being available for them. And every human being is simply looking for someone to care, to show compassion, to show love, and most importantly, to commitment to our spiritual and our physical well-being. And Aaron, by your very presence here today, you are saying without words that I am here and I am available to all of you. Second, a deacon is to be a prayer warrior. James 5:14 teaches, "Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Since the very beginning of the church, elders and or deacons needed to possess specific qualifications to serve. We see those enumerated in Acts. Immediately when the church was first established after Jesus ascended, we see them enumerated by Paul in the text that we've read today. So we are required to live our lives, and deacons are required to live their lives upright and godly. Confess your sins regularly to the Lord. And once you are clean before the Lord, then you are able to pray effectively for those who are sick. James continues, Aaron, and I want you to ponder what in your heart the responsibility that this scripture places upon you. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord shall raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Aaron, in order for you to have your prayers be effective, your responsibility is to be clean before the Lord. In other words, you must have a right relationship with God. No one should ever say he or she is sinless, because that is impossible. But if your sins are confessed to the Lord, then your relationship with him will be right, and then your prayer can be effective for others. The key to a strong ministry is prayer, and never allow your prayer life to suffer for any other part of your life here on this earth. Live your life with God first, always. Third, a deacon is to be a peacemaker in the church. And Acts 15, verses 1 through 2 demonstrates this perfectly. This passage states, some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go to Jerusalem to see the apostles and the elders about this question. This passage teaches us that deacons ought to be mediators, to be peacemakers in the church. They stand for what is right. They do not act alone. They consult with others. They consult with the believers in the church. They consult with each other. They certainly consult with the Lord in prayer and ask for his guidance and to give them his will according to the action he would have the church take on an issue. Paul took with him another, Barnabas, who was also a servant of the Lord and who stood faithfully on the word of God. And as deacons, and as a deacon, Aaron, that's what you will need to do, because there will come times when you will need to be a mediator here or wherever you serve as a deacon. Fourth, a deacon is to set the example for others. This is the fourth responsibility that I want to talk about of a deacon. Obviously, the deacon is different than the pastor in the services or the ministries that he or she does, but deacons are also responsible for the flock. 1 Timothy 3:8, a portion of our text, verses 8 through 10. 3:8 through 10 states, deacons likewise are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if nothing is against them, let them serve as deacons. There are two points in these verses that I wish to highlight. First of all, Aaron, a deacon is a leader by setting the example in the church. You will be tested, and I hope and pray that you will remain faithful to the Lord and He will continue to lift you up and sustain you in whatever test is presented. And a deacon is also a follower by setting an example. We read in Hebrews 13:17, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Setting the example of humbleness and submission is the key to being a servant. And as we know, we've talked about before, the word deacon means servant. And most importantly, being humble, being submissive, demonstrates and amplifies Jesus' service to others. And as your pastor, I am proud and honored to have a servant who stands with me in the ministry, as our deacons do. To sum it up, a deacon is a servant leader, a caretaker, a peacemaker, a prayer warrior, and an example for others to follow. So, Aaron, I wish to leave you here with one thought to ponder as you embark on your journey as a deacon. Always allow